other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, a podcast on the internet sponsored by Cowgirl Connie's Laser Palace. I am Aaron, I'm here with my personal pals, Dave.
Hey, babies.
Frick.
Hey there, babies.
Calling from overseas, Old Irish.
Hello, babies.
Today's topic, it's Spooktacular, Spooktober, ooh. And we are talking about the classic Universal Monsters and their literary antecedents. The classic sort of horror movies from the 30s and 40s were all largely based on literature. I think they almost all were, except for The Mummy. Maybe Werewolf too, I can't remember exactly.
With The Invisible Man.
No, that was based on an H.G. Wells novel.
Oh, right. You're right.
So we wanted to kind of explore that. You know, we're fans of these movies. I know Brick is for sure. I also am. But I have not read many of the novels or literary sources of these movies. We know from the podcast that Brick is Frankenstein super fan. We've all read Frankenstein and talked about it. Has anyone read any of the other novels here? So Dracula, Invisible Man, or Phantom of the Opera, or I'm gonna go Werewolf and see if there was a novel for that. I'm not sure there was.
I don't know if a Werewolf book. I've read Dracula.
What'd you think of it?
It's pretty good. It's not nearly as good as Frankenstein because they're very different books. Dracula is more of a horror book than Frankenstein is.
Hmm.
It's structured pretty interestingly and it's pretty creepy.
It's definitely sexier.
And it's definitely, well, yeah, it's 18th century sexy.
Sure.
19th century sexy.
So. Right. Wolfman not based on a novel, just like on the legend of the idea of werewolves. Dave, you said you had read Phantom of the Opera.
Read Phantom of the Opera. It's a really good book. I think you, Brick, I'm surprised you haven't read that. That feels up your alley.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know it was a book.
Yeah, take a look. We talk about it for next Spooktacular.
Yeah, I'll give it a read.
But yeah, when we were talking about doing an episode on like atmosphere, that would be a prime example.
And when did you read it, Dave?
I read it last year.
Oh, wow.
Around this time. So I probably talked about it on an episode, but I don't think so.
I don't remember that, yeah. Hmm. Were you inspired by like Halloween season to like pick up a classic horror book?
Yeah, typically that's what, like I'll read Jekyll and Hyde this time of year. And,
oh, cool.
Oh boy, his name. Oh, Washington Irving.
Right.
Type of stuff.
Sure. Sleepy Hollow.
But yeah, I haven't seen any of these movies except last year we all together watched Creature from the Black Lagoon, so I can't really do comparisons. But we read and talked about Frankenstein. I've read Jekyll and Hyde. I don't know if we ended up including that on this list or not, but
I think it's an honorary visitor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And I love that book.
That's Robert Louis Stevenson, right?
Yeah.
What do you love about it?
Man, just everything.
The words and the pages they're written.
That's one of those books I finished it and turned right back to page one and read it again.
Wow, really?
Mm.
Are you a fan of like Treasure Island, like other Stevenson books, or
no? I don't give a shit about that. But Jekyll and Hyde came. The copy I have comes with 5 or 6 sort of similar spooky short stories, and they're very good too.
Oh, cool. We should maybe do Treasure Island for Canon or Canon.
I've never read it.
Really, Nico?
Then we could watch. We could watch Treasure Planet after that.
Wow, what a treat. yeah, I've never read... I read Frankenstein, obviously. I read part of Dracula when I was really probably way too young to be trying to dig into Dracula. I got pretty bored.
Mm.
But I'm not a fan of the opera or Jekyll or Hyde or any of the others. But I have seen the movies and really love them. The movies seem to... I mean, obviously, they're taking huge liberties with these texts, right?
Yeah.
Like, nothing here is close.
Yeah.
I should be curious to have Dave watch from the opera and see how close it is to the novel. I imagine that maybe is one of the ones that's closer because the plot seems pretty specific. But like Frankenstein and Dracula are basically nothing like the novels, right?
Dracula is pretty close.
Oh,
the,
really?
Yeah. For the Universal one. Like it changes some things around. And it mostly just like cuts out a lot or shortcuts some things. The Francis Ford Coppola one that came later was pretty accurate.
Right, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, I really like that movie. People shit on it because of Keanu Reeves, but I think that movie's pretty good.
Yeah.
But even the original Dracula, like, they shortcut a lot of the pre... They just cut some things out. Like, a lot of the Lucy stuff is different, but it's not, like, it's not nearly as different from the book as Frankenstein is.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it generally follows the same plot.
Right. Frankenstein's is, like... Almost.
Frankenstein's is almost another story, yeah.
Yeah. So, Brick, have you ever seen the Spanish Dracula?
Yeah, it's great.
Is it? I've heard it's really good.
Yeah. The problem with it is it doesn't have Bela Lugosi.
Right.
If it weren't for that, it would be better.
Okay.
Hmm.
It's weird. They used, my understanding is they shot it on the same set
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Yeah.
But there's like the scenes are a little longer and it's more interesting like from like a cinematography standpoint.
Right. It's a different crew. It's not the same director, same like
Yeah, it's the same set, but everyone else is different otherwise.
Yeah, that's a really interesting idea.
Those, remember I said I had those DVDs of all the Universal movies? That's included in them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's worthwhile. I mean, again, it sticks pretty close to the book, so it's not drastically different. It's just the scenes play out a little differently. Mm-hmm. And again, there's more interesting like camera angles and stuff going on in the Spanish one.
Mummy.
But it doesn't have Bela Lugosi. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. That's a huge negative because he's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And The Mummy is based on like kind of like folklore, right? Or it's based on history more. And then they turned it into a treatment, some of the screenwriters did. And one of the writers, let's see, her name is Nina Wilcox Putnam. I just read like her Wikipedia. She sounds like a real character. Created the first 1040 form for the IRS and wrote a bunch of stories. Like, she seems like a weirdo. Mummy is my least favorite of those movies.
Oh, man. Mummy's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't draw me in as much. Maybe I was watching it too when I was too young.
Mummy's less of a... I think The Mummy is closer to like a real movie than most of the others, where the others are like, you know, they're good movies, but they're definitely like meant to be kind of spooky, atmospheric, things that scare people.
Right.
Whereas like The Mummy has character and the motivation is a lot more complicated. Mm. It's a good movie. It also has... There's a scene in The Mummy where a dude gets fucking impaled with a spear. Nice. And it's like far more graphic than anything else that was allowed to be on. I think they had to cut it out in later releases.
Yeah. Right. It does seem like there was a shift. So like these early horror movies from the 20s, 30s, and 40s were all based or largely based on literary texts. And then around the like the sort of more grindhousey splattercore stuff in the 50s and 60s, the horror movies turned away from those sources, right? I feel like we don't get a lot of horror movies based on old literature now. If they are, they're just remakes of Frankenstein, Dracula, right?
Yeah.
Like the 70s is a real shift into horror movies as original concepts, or at least based on like local or like more contemporary folklore, like The Babysitter and stuff like that, and not based so much on like werewolves and mummies and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it might just be that like they took up so much space,
right?
You know, sort of, you can not have seen The Wolfman and you know what that movie is,
right?
You know, and there was the string, you know, in the 80s, there was 5 or 10 werewolf movies, and then that got played out, and then that's pretty much it.
Right.
There's only so much you can do with that. And then once in a while, new ones come up. Like, what's the one with the dog soldiers? Remember that one? Like, once in a while, new the one about the soldiers that are werewolves?
No.
I think it's called Dog Soldiers.
I never heard of that.
Oh, it's great. You should watch it.
Huh.
I want to say it's from the 90s.
Interesting.
I think it's called Dog Soldiers. Pretty sure.
That sounds right.
Anyway, yeah. So, like, they come and go once in a while, you know? Or once in a while, there's a new vampire movie that's interesting.
Right.
One of the best vampire movies is that one with Willem Dafoe.
Oh, Shadow of the Vampire?
Yeah, the one. So, it's, like, about... So Nosferatu is not on this list because it predates these a little bit, but pretty fucking creepy movie, that one.
Yeah.
And Shadow of the Vampire is about, like, the making of Nosferatu if the...
Max Schreck is a real vampire.
Actually a vampire. Yeah. That was a great movie. Him and John Malkovich.
Yeah. It's really good. It's also genuinely scary too. It's creepy.
Yeah, it's scary. It's funny. It's a good movie.
I feel like this is also a consequence of copyright law, right? So because these books were all in public domain, then it was easier to just like draw on them and turn them into a movie. And now copyright law is so strict and in favor of, you know, the companies that own the properties that there's no chance of, or very little chance of, turning contemporary or newer stories into these like major phenomena, right?
Yeah, I think that's true. But I also think there's not a lot of room to use Dracula, not in comic.
Hmm.
Unless you're like doing a retelling of Dracula. Like there's not a lot of room to use Dracula as like the character outside of comedy.
Why do you say that?
Because what are you going to do? Dracula 37? Like there's no, like at that point, just do a vampire movie and not have Dracula in it. So like what's the, they've kind of been used up.
Right. Dracula versus Batman.
Yeah. I mean, there's cool things. Like there's Monster Squad again from the 80s. Where like all the characters come back and like there's room for those things to be used creatively, but not enough to fill the space, I don't think.
Yeah, certainly harder to, they tried to reboot the Universal Monsters, right? They tried to make it into a shared universe.
Yeah. Failed miserably. And that's a shame because that could have been great. I was pretty excited when I heard that was happening. And then I didn't even watch the movie because it was supposed to be so bad.
Yeah, there was...
Mm. It started with The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
No, there was even Dracula before that. There was like that weird Dracula movie
There's a...
with a...
What?
Dracula Untold is what it was called.
Hmm. Oh, I thought that got canceled. It didn't come out. I didn't even realize it came out. So great. Awesome. They really nailed it. Was the Benicio Del Toro Wolfman movie part of that? Or was that separate?
Oh, no. Sorry. That one was... No, that was separate. But he was going to play Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was... Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was someone else. It was
wasn't there a TV show?
I can't remember now.
But yeah, Dracula Untold. Into the Universal thing? Was that part of it? That, like, Penny Dreadful?
I don't know.
No.
But that kind of does the same thing, like the League of Swords Javelin kind of concept.
Yeah. They really fucked that up. All they needed to do was do remakes.
Yeah.
And then branch out after it, and then they didn't. Which, you know, I guess good on them for not just doing remakes, but you fucked it up.
Apparently that Invisible Man movie from this year was supposed to be part of the shared universe, but then when they decided to cancel it, it just like made it its own thing. That was supposed to be good, but I didn't see it.
I actually did see that. I should have brought that up in the horror movie thing.
Is it good?
It was fine. It was fine. It wasn't mind-blowing. It was too long. It was like 2 hours, and the whole concept is just like this woman is dating this rich psycho and leaves him, and then he has developed this invisible suit and he just fucks with her. So he goes and like ruins her life, makes people think that she's crazy because she's always like, no, it's my ex, and he fakes his own death, so he's supposed to be dead,
right?
And she's like, no, I didn't like kill this person, it was my ex who's invisible. And they're like, your ex is dead, like, you're insane. But pretty decent idea for a reboot, but it was literally nothing more than that. That was it.
Right. Looks like the Wolfman movie is gonna go forward, and they're gonna make it with Ryan Gosling as the Wolfman. But at some point the Rock was attached to be the Wolfman. Can you imagine?
That would be terrifying.
Frankenstein was supposed to be Javier Bardem, but that has been canceled. No, sorry, it's still going on. So I guess they're making them still, but not as a shared universe.
Yeah, maybe they'll get off the ground. Who knows?
The plan was to have them like team up and become a fighting force of monsters.
There you go.
Like the Avengers. That was their whole...
Yeah, it's
like,
fucking stupid.
That was their whole concept. Yeah, too bad. Sorry, Dark Universe.
Lame. I feel like the Marvel movies made that look a little too easy. And then DC tried it and failed, and Universal tried it and failed. It's like, it's actually harder to make 17 good movies.
Yeah, it's lightning in a bottle. Like, it's a hard thing to do, and you can't just decide that people are going to love this concept and make it work. Especially if the first movie you make, that Dracula movie, is supposed to be really shitty. So I'm no surprised it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. If the movies were good, then it'd be fine. Like, the idea of 6 to 8 horror movies that all somehow tie together, and then there's some crazy giant monster battle movie that comes out in 5 years. That sounds fucking great. That sounds awesome. I would watch that. But if the movies are bad, then I don't care anymore.
Apparently the mummy meets Dr. Jekyll and they have a fight. So I think Dave should watch it and report on the Jekyll and Hyde action.
Mm. I'll take that bullet.
Uh-oh. I think you should watch the mummy again.
Yeah, totally. I need to. Because it's been too long. And I think you're right. I think when I saw it as a kid, I was like, get the monsters. But it sounds like more of like a psychological thing.
Yeah, so it's one of the better, that and probably The Invisible Man are the better like movies. Obviously, I like the Frankenstein like trilogy the best. They're great. Also, the Dracula movies are okay. They're all great, but not necessarily great.
The Dracula is better served than the Hammer stuff.
Across the board, the Hammer movies are better.
Yeah, for sure. Christopher Lee doing Dracula is just like the best.
Yeah. I don't care for the Wolfman movies that much. They're just, they're fine. They're like, I watch them each year with the others, but they're not as good as the rest. And the Creature from the Black Lagoon is kind of the odd man out, where it was created for it, and it's not.
Yeah, there's no source material there at all, not even a legend. It's just, I think maybe there was like a folklore about like fish people, but that's about it.
It seems like it's harder too to do a series of movies up where the like through line is the bad guys instead of like, because there's like, there's no characters from those movies that you remember. Like, I kind of remember, like, the Brendan Fraser character from The Mummy, but all the rest of them, it's, like, interchangeable.
Well, as a kid especially, I just wanted to see the monsters. I didn't care about the human characters. I just wanted to see Dracula and Frankenstein. I mean, the novels, though, like, I feel like the characters from the, like, Matthew Harker from Dracula and Lucy, whatever, are, like, those archetypes or those characters, I think, are...
Jonathan,
that's right, yeah, Jonathan Harker. And Frankenstein certainly has those characters sort of like carry through too, but yeah, for the most part, you're not tuning in to see the person who's hunting the creature's back lagoon. You want to see the creature in the back lagoon.
You got Van Helsing in there.
Right. Yeah.
He's an old fucking man.
That movie, also pretty bad, right? Van Helsing.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible.
Post Wolverine Jackman. Folks, let us know what your thoughts are on the horror, the classic Universal horror monsters. Find us on Twitter at YakBabies. I said it. I was trying not to, but I said it. YakBabies. And then email us at YakBabiesPodcast@gmail.com with your thoughts. Also, find us on Patreon, patreon.com/YakBabies, where you can get access to our secret bonus podcast for $1 a month, games, bro to bros, audio that should not have been recorded, but it is because of our recording foibles. Get it all there. Listen to it. Enjoy it. And then you can find our merch as well. And there's some good mugs and shirts out there, and they're all very funny and worth your time. Also, we don't mention this often enough. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, whatever that platform is. Give us a 5-star and tell us why you like the podcast. Until then, Yak Babies, yakking up.
The Yak Babies would like to thank all their loyal listeners and especially their patrons past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, Sebastian, David, and William Howard Taft.